Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Thursday, March 2nd, 2006. Today is the one-year anniversary since I've been doing this project. I believe there have been 46 so far. This would be the 47th. I was going to calculate exactly how many that worked out to per month. Some months I think I've done as many as 7 or 8. Last month, of the month of February 2006, I did exactly zero. And so it's been an irregular journey.
I had a scene in just a cutaway scene from the main action, some minor characters. And to make it work, I thought it would be fun to introduce a minor character who the scene is about a filthy judge,
episode 100, according to that one numbering system, and episode
199
from another numbering system.
It was written, apparently, or dated when it was written, on 21-2-1930, which I think means in the European system, February 21st, 1930.
Suddenly,
as if destiny had turned surgeon.
The theorem a little bit better.
I've always, in several previous attempts, I made it to the point where I understood in broad outline what the theory did, that it, you know, that it proved that the axioms of arithmetic were not sufficient to prove everything that was true in it. A way I had phrased it to myself was that
finds my own life particularly interesting.
On the other hand, I find my thoughts and my world, and I think that's probably a better way to put it, that I find my world interesting. I find what I experience, the world that I experience, and a lot of my experience of that is, I guess, for want of a better word, kind of intellectual, and exists at
scrim as well.
And I have absolutely no idea. I know this one was from blindness because it was at the top of the list. And I would have been reading it there in the room at the Metro Dome Holiday Inn. And one interesting thing that I've been doing in this process of looking at words
is, of course, that's not necessary.
The word door is a dirty thing. It's the reaction of someone as they reach out to touch it. That's what they call it. But it's dirty, and you don't need to say that.
But
and continuing, though, on that line, so, you know, this reminded me of, well, two things. One, the
just, you know, something beyond
the fact that the surface
of
mere events.
Although mere events are often interesting, but I don't think I'm necessarily the person to record them and document them. So I began doing this about a year ago. Actually, of course, 3-2-2005 was the date of the first 5x5, but it was not necessarily, or cannot possibly have been,
the date of the overflow of my beginning of my project. I know that I was never anything but error and a mistake, that I never lived, that I existed only in the sense that I filled up time with consciousness and thought. And my sense of myself is that of a person waking up after a sleep full of real
greater than the set. The provable
like someone makes perfect sense from the point of view of being
a devout and
committed and passionate Platonist, and because he believes that the mathematical world is out there and is really real in the realest of all possible senses. And anyway, it certainly tells a very interesting story, and what a strange man Girdle was. It begins and sort of ends with the
along the way to look up
the escutcheon.
I found the beautiful word
physiometer, an instrument for measuring sensory discrimination.
And that, particularly by, and I think that was a really, really important decision early on, because I did in the experimental phase before beginning this, try a couple ones where I would mix it in such a way that I thought it was good. I would pick out the good words, the clever juxtapositions, the interesting artistic patterns that would arrive, and partly out of desire for efficiency, I decided that was simply impossible, that I couldn't do it that way, and that if I were going to do this, I had to just have a system and submit to it.